Calendar. Jan and Feb are idylls, but plaintive, winter-beaten. The mail's clogged with poems yearning for publishers, with distant shepherds competing with each other. And where are the dead? Not resting, not gone, not withered in the cold earth. Our heads are hotels where we teach the dead how to live, how to watch the days go by, when to appear, which dreams to inhabit, what, if anything, to say in them. March and April are darts of beautiful regard, wounding stick figures out onto catwalks, spearing the annual tribute. And where are the dead? Not gone, not resting, not withered in the cold earth. Our eyes are projectors screening the dead, this half minute, that 10 seconds, slower and slower, on wider and wider screens, watching each nuance assemble, decompose. May and June are songs ringing clear in mazy thickets. Between the branches, the sun flashes off the crystal floor of heaven. And where are the dead? Not resting, not gone, not withered in the cold earth. Our bones are scaffolding around listed buildings. Behind plastic's clatter and flap, we strip off usage, bring back what we never possessed, the paradox of fidelity. July and August are delectable controversies whose dialect differs from the common. Cathedral noons, and at night, the same domes crossed by comets and blazing stars. And where are the dead? Not resting, not gone, not withered in the cold earth. Our tongues are jetties, runways, platforms, hard landings where the dead itch to step down or step off, obedient to the story, its exemplary situations, our doubts about it. September and October, lugubrious seasons of the bass clarinet, winding dapper ditties into unnatural rages around the cogs and escapements of weather. And where are the dead? Not resting, not gone, not withered in the cold earth. Our skin is an archive, shared or multiple authorings of anonymous or particular ecstasies, an archive producing a past being constantly changed, the fidelity of paradox. November and December, delights laid abed and welkin curdled. Cupid shivers in a bare thicket, at his back a quiver of cold iron. And where are the dead? Not resting, not gone, not withered in the cold earth. Our bodies are reservoirs of writing, writing that dreams of puncture, of coming on its own, without choice, without occasion or even a subject, without work, without responsibility.